Galatians chapter number 3. As we continue on through our series as we go through the Bible, different books at a time, and we're going to study the book of Galatians tonight. We've been going through this for a few months now. Let me encourage you to read ahead of time. Tonight we're in Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 14. And the more we understand, the more we know about the Bible, the more we know the Word of God, the more grounded we will be, the more we learn. I know some people might think going through the Bible verse by verse may be something that's boring, but it's what establishes us, is what's helped us understand God and God's Word for us. And I think that going through a book of the Bible, verses at a time, understanding what the author is trying to say to us and saying in that culture and that time period can be a big benefit and blessing to us. And if you have a Bible, great. If you don't, there's one right in front of you, probably in between the hymn books. We are going to do a lot of turning tonight. If you'd like to follow along, I think it will be an encouragement to you tonight. I think you'll be able to understand a little bit more of what we're trying to get at here. Galatians chapter number 3. Let's go ahead and start in verse number 6. I'm going to read all the way down to verse number 14 tonight as we look at the family of faith. The family of faith. Remember, the book is written to a bunch of churches inside Galatia. Remember, there was people who had come into the churches that we call Judaizers. And what they did as they came into the church, what they would do is they would try to cause problems by trying to pervert the gospel and by trying to cause problems with the things that Paul had taught and preached. And here Paul is writing to this church, explaining that the gospel, salvation, is not by works. It's by faith, it's through grace, and he's explaining that to these people, and he goes back tonight, and what he does is he explains this from the perspective of Abraham. And remember, these Judaizers, what were they all excited about? They said, hey, we're of the seed of Abraham. We're not slaves to anybody. They based all their faith off of being a Jew, based all their faith off of following the law. And here, in this passage of Scripture, Paul goes back to their patriarch, goes back to the beginning, and he says, look, Abraham himself, how was he justified? How did he get righteousness? How did he get right with God? He did it by faith. And that's what he's teaching him here. Teaches him here about teaches him here that it's by faith. Let's look here in verse number 6. It says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So what the Bible's saying there is, you know what? Abraham believed God, just like we believe in God today, and that's what accounts us for his righteousness that's placed upon us. Verse number 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So what the verse is saying there, it says, those who believe are also the same children, are the same lineage. And once again, what are these Jews coming into the church saying? Hey, look, we're Jewish people. We're of the seed of Abraham. You have to follow the law. But what Paul is instructing them is if they are believers and if they are of the same faith, they are the children of Abraham. Verse number 8, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. Who's the heathen? That's a reference to the Gentiles. It says, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. God knew before, I know he brought the nation out, he brought the Jews out. They were God's chosen people. God in his foreknowledge knew that they were going to reject. He knew that the whole gospel was going to be sent to all people. And that's what he says here in verse number 7, knowing you therefore that they which are of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham, the scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So when God gave that promise to Abraham, he says, look, by you, all nations are going to be blessed. By that is saying that, hey, look, it's not just for the Jewish people. Now, the Jews thought it was only for them and no one else. The Jews thought that they were God's chosen people. They had the opportunity to be the light and be able to have the testimony and teach all the nations that are around them. But instead, the nations changed them instead of them changing the nations. Verse number 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So who's the ones that are blessed? It's those that are of the faith. Doesn't matter who your parents or your grandparents or your great-grandparents are. Doesn't matter if you can trace your line all the way back to Abraham or trace your line all the way back to whatever great person you think. It's those that are in believing and those that are faith are the ones that are blessed. And in verse number 10, he begins to describe how to have favor with God and how not to have it. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now, the passage of Scripture is teaching here is that, hey, look, you can only be saved by faith, but how are you supposed to live? Are you supposed to live according to the law? The Bible says you're supposed to live according to faith. The Bible says in verse number 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now there's a spot in the Old Testament that talks about being cursed if you're the one who hangs on a tree. And that's the reason why many people rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah, was because of the fact that he was hung on a tree. But yes, Jesus Christ was cursed. And why was he cursed? He was cursed for our sake, so we can be redeemed from under the curse. Verse number 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here we got the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, but through who? Through Jesus Christ. And that we might receive the Spirit of the promise of the Spirit of through faith. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and ask the Lord to help us tonight as we look in the Word of God, as we talk about the family of faith. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, speak to people's hearts. Lord, I pray that you give us understanding. I know some passages in the Bible might be a little bit more difficult to understand than others, but Lord, an important truth here that needs to just radiate out is that we are saved by faith. We're not saved by works. We're not saved about how much we can muster it up to do. But instead, Lord, you teach us here in this passage and throughout all the Bible, we are justified by faith, Lord. And we're not justified in our works or through the law. And Lord, I pray you help us understand that once again tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Three things. First, we got the faith of Abraham, the family of Abraham, and the favor of God. The faith of Abraham is found in verse number 6. It says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Pretty simple. The Bible is saying here, Abraham believed. Because Abraham believed, he was imputed upon him for righteousness. Now, you say, why is he going back to Abraham? Once again, he's going back to Abraham because these Judaizers that are coming into the church and saying, you need to follow the law. We need to, if you're going to be like we are, and the fact that you're going to have the God and you're going to receive all these promises, not only do you need to have faith in Jesus Christ, but you need to follow the law. And Paul goes all the way back to Abraham, and we're going to do that too. So you take your Bibles, if you like to, Genesis chapter number 12, and we're going to see how Paul, the reference that Paul is referring to here. In Genesis chapter number 12, God speaks to Abraham. What does God speak to Abraham and tell Abraham to do? God tells Abraham to get up and get out of his country. And Abraham obeys. And as Abraham obeys God, you're going to see later on as he faithfully follows after God, that is when it is accounted for righteousness' sake. Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1, the Bible says, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So what's the Bible saying here? God's giving this commandment to Abraham. Abraham, it says in verse number 4, so Abram departed. So Abraham believed God. You're not going to get up and you're not going to leave your homeland. You're not going to leave everything behind just because someone else told you. He believed in God at this moment in time. Go to chapter number 15 and verse number 6. Chapter number 15 and verse number 6. This is after the battle with those that were armies in Sodom and Gomorrah. When they got taken captive and Lot was taken captive, and Abraham went and rescued Lot and rescued the people of Sodom and Gomorrah from those enemies. And he would not take anything from wicked men, but instead he just appeared. God speaks to him. And in chapter 15, verse number 6, you see that Abraham's faith is accounted to him for righteousness. Chapter 15, verse number 6, what this Bible says, and he believed in the Lord. We saw in chapter 12, we saw the beginning of this faith. He believed in a God, and he began this journey of faith. And in verse number 6, it says, he believed in the Lord. And what does it say? And he counted it to him for righteousness. So what the Bible is saying is that because of his faith in God, He became righteous. He became justified. He became saved, according to what the Old Testament would mean. The Old Testament saved, such as Abraham, were saved by faith, the same way New Testament saints are. The Old Testament saints' faith was based on the revelation of truth that God had given them concerning salvation to this point. The word accounted that's found in Galatians chapter number 3, it talks about it's reckoned. It's an accounting of righteousness to Abraham was through faith. This took place 14 years before the sign of circumcision. This took place many years, hundreds of years before the law ever came. So, Pastor, why is this important? Well, you go back, what are the Judaizers saying? The Judaizers are saying, hey, we're from Abraham. Because of this law and because of the circumcision that was given to Abraham, you need to follow these truths. And God is, and what Paul is saying, God is saying through Paul in this passage of Scripture, he says, go back to Abraham. Abraham, how was he justified? How did he have righteousness? Was it because of the law? No, the law wasn't even there yet. Was it because of the fact he was circumcised? No, because of the 14 years. This is something that teaches us that it's not about the law. It's not about signs. It's not about outward signs. It's not about seals. It's about faith in God. And that's what he's teaching. Let's take our Bible down and go to Romans chapter number 4. In Romans chapter number 4, you have similar passages of scriptures. Paul is talking to the church of Rome because, once again, they're facing the same challenges these churches in the Galatia are. And in Romans chapter number 4, he uses, once again, Abraham as a example. Now, what a great example it was that Paul here was talking to these church of Galatia. They were trying to force everybody under Abraham's law and Abraham's, and they're saying that Abraham was their leader in a sense. That was their father, and they had to be justified the same way that the nation of Israel was. But here in Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, he says, What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. He says, look, if Abraham could be justified before his works, he could glory before God, but that's not going to happen. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So it's the same implication here. Abraham got faith, not because of the works he did, but because of the righteousness, because of the faith that he had, he received righteousness. Look at verses 9 through 11. You go down verses 9 through 11, even a little bit clearer here. It says, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. So what the Bible's saying here is, look, it didn't happen when he had done that. It happened before he ever did that. So if faith is based off of the law and based off of works, then Abraham was never justified at this point in time. And go in verse number 11, and he received the sign. This word sign here, it's like an outward show. You say, Pastor, what's our sign today? Well, baptism would be considered our outward show. We are outward, making an outward decision of an inward making an outward display of an inward decision. If you get baptized, you're supposed to do it because God commanded us to once we got saved. We made a decision to accept Jesus Christ into our heart, and as we make that decision to accept Jesus Christ in our heart, we want the world to know that we accepted Jesus Christ. So we make an outward show of an inward decision. You look at the next phrase here in verse number 11, a seal of righteousness. And you use that word seal. It talks about a confirmed, proved, authentic, by a seal, a token of proof. And what is our seal today? The Bible says that to the praise of glory who trusted in Christ, and whom ye are also trusted after that ye heard of the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit, here Holy Spirit promises us now. So we're considering the family of faith. We need to understand the faith of Abraham. If you want to understand the book of Galatians, you want to understand the Bible, you want to dig deep into it, here's basically what's being said. This man you have all your faith and trust in, this Abraham, this one that you hold to as your father, before he ever did, before the law was even around, Abraham, there was nowhere, the law wasn't there. The law was given by Moses, right? So that was hundreds of years beforehand. And you say, well, he had circumcision. Now, that 14 years later, he did that. He was justified way before that. Why is that? It says because of faith. So how do we become justified before God? Well, let's go back to Galatians chapter number 3. You see here that what the Bible is teaching is that it could not Abraham believe God, and that's what got him right with God. How do you get right with God? It's by believing in God and putting your faith and trust in God. Here in Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 6, let's go verse number 7. It talks about the family Abraham. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith are the same or are the children of Abraham. What is the stipulation here? They believe. For by grace are you saved, it's through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And what the Bible is saying here is, look, if you believe just as Abraham believed, you become a child of Abraham. Verse number 8, they receive justification. How do they receive justification? It's by faith. It says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, who is that? Those that are not Jews, through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. We see that they're justified. How are they justified? First, they're qualified. You know, they're saying anybody can be. All nations. Galatians chapter number 3, it says, at the end of chapter number 3, if you want to look at verse 28, it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus, and if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to promise. So they are recipients, they're qualified because anybody's able to receive the gospel. Anybody is able to have faith in God. And you see the request is fulfilled here in verse number 9, that they have been blessed because of the faithfulness. Now, I want you to take your Bibles and look real quick in John chapter number 8. John chapter 8, you have that passage of scripture I alluded to earlier, talking about how these religious leaders came and said they're of the seed of Abraham, and that they've never been in bondage with anyone. In John chapter 8, verse number 33, they're talking to Jesus here, and Jesus answers them, and Jesus speaks to them, and he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And John chapter 8, verse 33, he gives this response. What's the response that's given? These religious leaders says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And you go down to verse number 39, and the Bible says that Jesus answered them. It says, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And what was the works of Abraham? It was faith. It was faith in God. It was believing in God. And you say, how does this apply to any of us today? Well, see, there are so many people out there today that say you got to work your way to heaven. You go to any other religion, you go to any other place, you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to say, you have to do, and you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to do, and that someday you might be able to do enough to be able to get to heaven. You might be able to say enough things. You might be able to give enough. You might be able to work hard enough. And that someday there's some giant scale up there that God weighs your good versus bad, and then if your good is enough, you get to go to heaven. See, that is in every false religion that there is. Only Christianity says that things are done, that Jesus Christ did it. And because of the faith that you can put in Jesus Christ, you can be justified by that faith. Let's go back to Galatians chapter number 3, and we'll finish up here in Galatians chapter number 3. See, verses 10 through 14 talks about how you get to have favor with God. We saw the faith Abraham, the family Abraham. Who is the family? Is those that are believers. They are the Abraham's children, not just because they have a lineage, not just because it's through birth. It's those that really believe. And that Jesus says, if you were of the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. What was the works of Abraham? It was belief. Look at verses 10 through 14, and you see the favor of God. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curses is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, here's the thought. Favor with God is not found in the law. The law was given to us. It was given, and you had to keep it perfect. If you look here and read what that next to the last phrase says, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. That word all means that you would have to keep the book, you would have to keep the law perfect without flaw. And he's saying, look, you're cursed because you're not able to do that. Because you're cursed, you're under this law, and you have to keep. And if we had time, you could go back and look at the law, and you could see all the different restrictions and the rules that was given in the book of Leviticus. It talks about, I know the homosexuality and the bestiality, things like that, are people talk about in big shows. Yeah, that's stuff that you're not supposed to do. Well, the Bible says back then, they weren't supposed to wear mixed fabrics together. They weren't supposed to eat shellfish. They weren't supposed to do this. They weren't supposed to do that. And the law is a long list, and it says you need to follow every single point of the law. And if you do not follow that, then you are cursed. And that's what the Bible is saying, that finding favor with God is not found in doing things. It says, because if it's found in doing things, you had to follow what it says in verse number 10, all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Verse number 11 says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Here's the point is, no man can be justified. No one can live that perfect life to the point where you can earn your way to heaven, because it says you have to live a perfect life. Unfortunately, the Bible says that how when man sinned in the garden, we have been passed down a sin nature throughout all of creation. Everybody has passed that down through anyone who has had a human father. But the only exception is Jesus Christ, because of the virgin birth of Mary. Mary's virgin birth, he was able to live that sinless, perfect life, being God in the form of flesh, was able to live that sinless, perfect life and died as a sacrifice for us. But the Bible's saying here, you can't earn it. No, I don't care who you are. You can be Mother Teresa. You can be the Pope. You can be this great, great grandfather that everybody looked up to. You can be the best kid in class. You can be, doesn't matter who you are. The Bible says here that no man is justified. What does that mean? No man is made right by the law in the sight of God. In God's sight, all men are sinners. We're all lost. And that's what he's teaching these Galatians. Look, why are you going back to the law? The law has not saved anybody. And that's what he says here, that next phrase, the just shall live by faith. As a believer, how did you get saved? If you're here tonight and you're a Christian, you know how you got saved is by recognizing that you're a sinner and you've seen what Jesus Christ did. You saw our penalty of sin and you said, God, I repent of my sins and I am asking you to save me because I see my penalty. I see that I've sinned. I've seen that I've fallen short of your glory and I want you to save me from my sins. And the Bible says that he will save you from your sins. But you know what happened? You had to have faith. You had to have faith in what the Bible said. You had to believe, first of all, that you were a sinner. You know, a lot of people don't like to think that they're sinners. The Bible teaches us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all done something wrong. We've all fallen short. Most of us would agree. Some people have told me before, they've never, ever sinned. Have you ever met somebody that never, ever sinned? I've met some people who think they never ever sin, but we all sin. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible is saying here, if you got saved by faith, how are you supposed to live? You're supposed to live by faith. That's right. You're not supposed to live according to your own way. You're not supposed to be working the way the flesh works. The flesh teaches you, you can do, and maybe make enough work to be able to gain favor with God. That's what's so attractive about the law. You say, why would anybody want to follow after the law? It's because the flesh tells you that maybe you can do enough work to be righteous with God. Just can't happen. And that's what it's saying. How are you supposed to live? You're supposed to live the same way you got saved, by faith. Complete dependence upon God. You weren't saved unless you said, God, I am putting my faith and trust in you. I know you might not have said those exact words, but it was a heart salvation that you gave yourself over to God and said, God, I can't save myself. I can't do anything to earn salvation. I am crying out to you. I am putting my faith and trust in you. You know what? That's how you're supposed to live. That's it. I mean, you're not supposed to try to figure out things your own way. You're supposed to find out what the book says, and that's how you're supposed to live. By faith. Just shall live by faith. It's not just salvation. So how do you gain favor of God? The law requires perfection. You can't do that. The law does not justify, does not produce fruit that way. The law is not of faith. So how do you get the favor of God? Well, it says in verse number 12, the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. It says, if you're cursed, you're cursed underneath that tree. Verse number 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. We were all under that curse. We're all under the curse of the law. We're all under the curse of sin. And Jesus Christ became cursed for us. That's why many of the Jews rejected Jesus. There's no way that someone who died on that cross could have been our Messiah. They were cursed. Anyone who hangs on the tree, and we see that, and I think it's in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about how anything that hangs on the tree is cursed. And you go and you consider those that from hanging, and even talks about how you're supposed to take the body down before a certain period of time because of the cursedness that follows along with it. But Jesus Christ became a curse for me and a curse for you so we could have salvation. And that's what the Bible is teaching here, is that telling the church of Galatia here that you need to understand that if you want faith, if you want salvation, it comes by faith and faith alone. Look what it says in verse 14. You see where the blessing comes from. The blessing is found in Christ. You see that in verse number 13. We are redeemed by Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. But in verse 14, we see the favor we find with God and the security we have in the Holy Spirit of God. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And here it is. That how do we find God's favor? How do we have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us? How are we secured? How are we sealed? How are we justified? It's by faith. And by faith alone. The promise of the Spirit, it is sealed forever. Now, so what are you supposed to take away from tonight? Here's the question. Are you part of the family of faith? I mean, have you been saved tonight? I'm not saying how much work you've done. I'm not saying how much good stuff you've done. I'm not saying how many prayers you've said. I'm not talking about how much goodness you think you've done in this world. Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Because the Bible says that you cannot be justified on your own. Are you part of the family of faith? You say, well, Pastor, I've been taught this. I've been showed this. What we saw from the Bible tonight, you see in verse number 12, it says that no man can be justified in the sight of God. Verse number 11, by the law. That means you can't work. You can't earn that way. All these other people that are following that false religions, they are working their way to a spot where they're ultimately going to be doomed and failed. We need to tell the world that. A lot of people are very sincere in their beliefs. I don't know about you. You may have friends. You might have people you know. You might have people that live next to you, work next to you, that might be from some false religion that is, I mean, they're more dedicated than we are sometimes. Like I said, you see people out walking the streets and knocking on doors, and many times they're from false religions. They're trying to say you have to earn your way to heaven. They're more dedicated many times than we are as believers. But we need to tell the world, if you want to be justified, if you want to be right with God, the only way is through faith. And this is just an example he gives to the church of Galatia. He uses Abraham as an example. He goes all the way back and he said, look, if you're saying Abraham was the person you're looking to, Abraham, how was he justified? How was he made right? It wasn't by any works. It was made by faith because he believed. It was accounted for him for righteousness' sake. Tonight, if you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, let me encourage you that have somebody, and I'd be more than glad to have somebody take a Bible and show you how you can become a believer. It's not because of what you've done. It's because of the faith that you have in what Jesus Christ has done. And if you're here tonight and you are saved, you're blessed of God. Hopefully your life shows and teaches that. Hopefully you understand that and you want to tell the world that. And don't let people live under a false belief and a false doctrine and say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. It's not okay. Paul here is fighting, contending for the faith the same way we need to also. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet.